Move it all in your middle kingdom and just count it as the perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's how you use. You use the word middle kingdom. Perspective applies to middle kingdom experience?
Everything is in middle kingdom or it isn't. Because if you can't get into your middle kingdom, it becomes this nebulous thing that you, this nebulous place that you can't get to.
Right, and that's what you mean by perspective. That's when it arrives in the middle kingdom.
Do?
Yeah, because perspective is a word that McLuhan plays with a lot and makes it culturally conditioned. Visually biased people have perspective, non-visual people don't. But you would say, no, perspective is the essence of poise.
Uh-huh.
Poise within a large now, huge now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's one of your higher valued words.
Oh, hired value.
Yeah, yeah. There's a temporary hierarchy in any talk.
As opposed to the lowering.
Yeah. No. You're putting the word perspective. So when you use the word perspective, that applies to this desired position within the middle kingdom. Or are you saying that's what everybody always is acquiring is perspective? It's just limited.
From your place of placing the perspective, yes.
Right, so we can now re-listen to all the broadcasts that Arnon's made and know why the word perspective is emphasized like that.
Yes.
It's a key word. Whereas in the McLuhan land, perspective is not... he was taking the conventional meanings of perspective and showing the limitations. You're archetypalizing perspective, intensifying it, making it all-encompassing, a huge significance around the word. But it is because it is actually what the middle kingdom is, where you get your perspective.
Well, the cognitive perspective is one's point of view, the choice of a context for opinions, beliefs, and experiences. Does that fit?
Certainly.